Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Hannah. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Tim Corrine. I had sent in an email about the order that I had. I ordered it a while back, but I didn't get it in the mail until early part of last week. So I wasn't going to call in, you know, but to cancel the 14-day trial offer because I didn't even have the product yet. But they're charging me $98 because I didn't call a cancel within that 14-day period, but I didn't have it in the mail before that.
Okay, may I have your zip code, sir?
Yeah, it's 49240.
And your name, please. And your name, please.
It was Tim Corrine. Last name is K-O-R-E-E-N.
Okay, and could you verify that shipping address so I can make sure I'm on the right account?
It's 11262 Sand Hill Drive, Grass Lake, Michigan, 49240.
Okay, and I do see on your account where on the 11th of November you paid $597.497 for a shipping and handling charge on our Everly Advanced Eye Complex and Skin Serum.
Yep.
Okay, and that 14-day trial ended around the 27th or 28th when you were charged the retail prices for the charges. For the products that you already have. And I see a month later on the 26th where you were charged again for the next shipment. And you said you never received any?
No, I've only got the one shipment. I don't want any more. That was the one and only. I didn't want to be charged again for sure. I didn't want to be charged the first time. I didn't get the actual product that I ordered the first time until this last week.
Until this last week?
Yeah, that's the first product.
Oh, it said the first product was delivered November the 23rd.
Not to me.
To the address 11262 Sand Hill Drive. 11262 Sand Hill Drive.
Yep. Yeah, but if you look on GPS, you can't find my house because they have the houses marked wrong on the GPS. It shows my house is way over on another subdivision.
Yes, sir. And you were calling about the charges from the 26th, correct?
I'm calling about the charges from the 11th of November. I don't have a second shipment. I only have the one shipment. And I got that last week. So I definitely don't want to be charged again. I don't want the second product at all. If you guys have shipped it, I'm going to ship it back. Or you guys are going to have to, because I'm not going to accept it.
Okay, well, you can send it back, but we're not going to receive it because we don't take returns due to the health code regulations. So you can return it to the address, but it's not going to get here to us. And also those charges are valid because you accepted the terms and conditions when you first placed the order. And in the terms and conditions, I don't know if you actually took the time to read them or not, or if you just checked the box to agree. But in the terms and conditions, it explained the 14-day trial. It explained the shipping and handling charge. It explained how much you would be charged if you don't call in before the 14 days are up. And it also
But it's the 14-day trial period, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if I don't have the product to do a trial with it, how am I going to know if I want it or not?
Yes, sir. And I do understand that. But this was all the way back in November. Me, personally, if I had a 14-day trial, I would call in if I haven't received my product and it was almost 14th day. I would want to call in and see what's going on. If you would have called in, you could have got your trial extended. And once again, all of this was in the terms and conditions that if you didn't receive the product in a timely manner.
Again, what are we going to do about this second charge?
I mean, the second item is already shipped.
Okay, but I'm not paying for an additional one. I'll take the first one, but I'm not taking a second charge.
It's already processed.
Yeah, well, I'll ship it back, and then you guys are going to give me my money back, right?
No, sir, because all charges are valid. And like I told you, if you return anything, we're not going to receive anything. Nothing's going to come to us because we don't, as a company, we don't take returns.
Right. Well, I'm not paying for the second charge. I'm going to get a hold of the credit card company and talk to them because I'm not going to pay for the second one.
Yes, sir, I do understand. I'm not sure if you...